News and views. More news and views when we come back. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
Hey, Darn.
Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. A man is shot and killed in Louisville, Kentucky. The police chief there says officers and National Guard troops were breaking up a crowd and returned fire. It's been 6 nights now of protests and riots since George Floyd's death during an arrest in Minneapolis. More than 60 Secret Service officers and agents are hurt during demonstrations in Washington, D.C.
No justice!
No peace!
No mercy!
Fires were set in Lafayette Park near the White House and at the historic St. John's Church, as well as the AFL-CIO headquarters. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser instituted a curfew last night and asked for help from the National Guard.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. New York City Police Commissioner Dermot Shea says what happened to George Floyd is terrible.
And I know that's not the whole story. There is a history of prior incidents, and this is not just about one incident. But we have to get out of this together.
He was on Fox and Friends. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to June. It's going to feel like June as we go through this week. Today, lots of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. It's going to be a hot day with a high around 90. Could there be an isolated storm somewhere on the radar this afternoon? Sure, that's possible. Overnight low temperatures tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not zero, but under 20% tomorrow. High around 90. Then we'll be in the low 90s on Wednesday. Widely scattered storms. Not much change on Thursday. The storm's a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday, though, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines. And the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know, I talk with David Ernest all the time, and I ask him questions like, David, what's going to happen with the economy?
Look, who knows what's going to happen? That's the problem. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. So why do you want to lose your dough if you don't know?
And what about the stock market? How safe is that for investing?
If you're young, fine. Keep on using that stock market in an aggressive way. But if you're getting close to retirement, maybe you need to take a look at what we do.
And it's easy to take a look at what we do. Just call David Ernest at 279-7431.
When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
279-7431.
What about them gigantic bonuses that we add up front? Or the insurance companies do. When the economy goes down, we just reset, make more money. We can't lose any. All we can do is make money.
Call David Ernest today. 279-7431. Ernest Financial, LLC.
We're a few minutes after 10 o'clock. Here on News and Views means it's time to talk to Ray Bowles from Prattville Carpet. Hey, Ray, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing well. All things considered.
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, my brother's retired policeman living in Alaska now, but he had a good point. He said when he was on the department, they knew which officers they had a problem with.
Yeah.
But they could not fire them because of the attorneys. And it took an act of Congress to fire them, and then right before you could get them there, they would go to another department, get hired, and this department would say, oh, they're great. They're wonderful. I can't believe they're leaving. I'm so sorry to hear it, to get rid of the problem.
Yep.
What they need to do is pass a law saying you can fire somebody for any reason, anytime, when it comes to the police department, and uncuff the mayors and the people in charge of these officers they know are bad apples. And that would stop it quickly. Because 95% of them are really good people trying to do their job. 5% of them make it where our country gets burned down.
There you go.
And it comes to the point you cannot fire them. Where me as a business owner, I can fire anybody anytime I want.
Right, because it's your reputation, it's the service that you, it's not just a bottom line thing, it's like, hey, I'm in business not just to make money, but I'm trying to provide this to people, it's my good name you're ruining.
Well, and it's not just about them, it's about the other 25 families that this business is feeding.
Exactly.
So it's bigger than me, it's bigger than this person. I've had to do that several times. It's not fun to gather somebody's stuff up in a box and meet them in the parking lot and tell them they no longer work for you.
Right.
That's not a fun thing to do.
We got to hold folks accountable.
You got to hold folks accountable because it's not about the one person. It's about everybody else you're feeding.
Yep.
And everybody else depending on the business. And the police department is a business. And you cannot get rid of these guys that they know they have a problem with. It's a shame, but that's the way it is. And really and truly, if the government want to fix it, one law could fix it. Let them fire people and not be legally accountable.
There you go.
And you'd see it clean up fast.
There you go.
But that's my 2 cents. At any rate, if you need floors, we can definitely help you on that.
I know a guy.
All you got to do is call us, 285-8117. I'm actually sitting in Atlantic right now with my dump trailer hooked to my car because we're fixing to tear out a shower.
Enjoy.
And redo the shower that was leaking.
Oh, with new ceramic tile?
With brand new ceramic tiles,
nice.
It won't be waterproofed, and it'll never have to worry about it leaking again.
Very good.
Very good. Well, again, folks, y'all called Ray Balls there, Prattville Carpet, 285-8117. And whether it's Ray or maybe that Scottish guy over there who answers, Eddie thinks is a pirate. Be sure to tell him that you heard Ray here on News and Views.
Just to clear that up.
Guys, y'all have a great day.
Hey, just to clear that up, he's a deep state pirate on top of that.
Oh, stop it.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely.
Appreciate you, Ray.
All
take
right,
care,
y'all
Ray.
Have a good one.
You too, bud.
272-9228. Just 30 seconds here. We'll officially kick off the second hour.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome back to News and Views. News and Views from 9 to noon. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell, video conferencing in.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. We got Eddie Bader in the house.
Hey, hey.
And we're lining up a lot of calls. I mean, you know what the topic is.
Yeah.
How you dealing with what we've seen this weekend? And one thing, if folks want to share it, events like this, not just what's happened over this week and this weekend, but with the lockdown and everything, sometimes it's a wake-up call for people personally. And if it was for you, on whatever issue, I'd like to hear from you. 272-9228.
Stephen Reed was on MSNBC yesterday.
But of course. Mm-hmm.
But he didn't talk about COVID or lack of hospital beds or whatever other BS that he's propagated over the last month. But all of a sudden, he's an expert on race relations and all that stuff. You know, they're grooming him for something. You know, if you don't want to be mayor, then, you know, give up your next 3 years and decide what you want to do.
Right.
But obviously, this is a stepping stone for him for something bigger. And he needs to stay in town and off the national airwaves, my opinion.
Yeah, if Hollywood wants to come on these airwaves and talk about that exact issue, I'll be more than happy to and have a good discussion, I hope. I think it would be. We'll see.
And then there was, I won't say what business it was, but in downtown Birmingham, I have a friend whose good friend owned a shop that just reopened, and this person had not taken the PPP money.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So she was already in a tight economic spot, and they just smashed the windows out of the business last night. Just at around midnight. That's just terrible.
Really is.
And see, who's going to tell that story, Jack? I mean, you and me and Joey, we hear it, and our listeners hear it. But it's not getting mainstream coverage. And that, to me, is as gripping as anything else we've talked about.
Truth.
This is a life. This person hasn't passed away that you're talking about, but his life has been severely impacted, if not ruined.
Yeah, I know. Terrible.
Well, and it's a common story now all around the nation, the country, and it's people of different ages, of all races, that are, you know, giving these interviews saying, like, there's one woman out of Minneapolis, she wasn't a business owner, but she said, the two stores I go to get food are now ruined.
Yeah.
And then they're not running the buses. I can't go anywhere else. And she had to be in her 70s, 80s.
That's what I'm saying. And there's 1,000 or if not more stories like hers. But one of the good stories I did hear was the Minneapolis firefighter who had the bar, the sports bar. They burned it down first night. And he stood there and he went on the news the next day. You know, this is everything I had. This is everything. I didn't have insurance. I didn't have this kind of thing. This was everything. Well, they started a GoFundMe page. I think his goal was $100,000. Well, as of Saturday afternoon, he had over $400,000+. So that, to me, was great, where people realized, they stepped up. They realized this man had everything to lose, and he lost it all. And people were willing to step up and help him back out. He's going to pay it forward as well.
We'll rebuild, but this is so unnecessary. And for folks out there saying, oh, don't tell folks how to react and express their anger. Well, okay, you can say that, but if you're talking about rioting and looting and some of the things we've seen over the weekend, would you want that rioting, that looting, the fires, the beatings to happen to you?
No. Or in your neighborhood, your neighbor. Joey, what if you looked out the door, your apartment window, and you see your neighbor taking a beating?
Right. And then on top of that, the absurdity of the National Guard and the police shooting people on their front porch with paintballs.
Yeah.
That was actually a little comical. Like, get inside. This woman, get inside. What are they saying? Get inside. Light her up. And it was, I actually looked it up. They're not like recreational paintballs. They're like smaller than a normal paintball. A little more aerodynamic.
And just a paintball?
Woo. Yeah.
Well, if you've ever been hit with a paintball, it'll bring tears to your eyes.
What's going on in this nation right now is not acceptable on many fronts. And this didn't start this week or weekend. It started months ago, if not longer than that. 272-9228. Jason, welcome to the program.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good morning, Jason.
All things considered. Mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of echo back to a call of, a while back as far as what the plans are in Montgomery. If anybody's ever had a chance, an opportunity to interact with Chief Finley, I would believe you come away feeling a little bit secure in your interactions with him. Mine have been nothing but positive. I've had the opportunity to meet him on a number of occasions, whether it was at our neighborhood meetings or I met him at my nephew's school a few times. I've seen him at weddings. I've met him. I don't have much experience, or really can't remember the chief before him, But I can't imagine any city in Alabama has a chief that's as transparent, as upfront, and that's as personable as Chief Finley. And I think if you're concerned about a plan, about him keeping the city safe, you ought to consider what happened in the Greg Gunn case. Everybody stepped up, did what they needed to do. They got that squared away. People can argue about the verdict one way or the other, but he didn't sit there and co-sign on anything. They didn't,
right.
They didn't, you know, put a circle around the guy. They called him out.
And this is where I think sometimes we get lost, because racism obviously exists, but I think sometimes we get lost into going, okay, racism is clearly the motivation of this particular person. Maybe, maybe not. You have to figure out who the person is. I think it's better sometimes to talk about what you can do positively, and stopping racism is definitely looking in the mirror, looking at yourself. What are you thinking? You know, free yourself. And save a place for everybody else if you happen to do that. It starts with the individual. But then if you start looking at the police, a good thing, and not just talking about it, is community policing. For instance, the Detroit police chief has been on talking about this, how they've actually implemented. I know Ernest Finley did this in Atlanta. And if we're actually implementing community policing to where it isn't like you just see somebody in a uniform with a badge, you actually know the guy or the woman, then that is the way to go. And so that when you do have a tense situation, it's not immediately let's run for the riot gear, let's, you know,
right.
burn stuff down.
And that's what Chief Finley has done, because when you talk to him, he talks about making the officers get out and walk. And I know for certain they do that, because they do it in our neighborhood.
Right.
And I know for certain they do it on the west side of town as well as the east side of town, because I have family on both sides. Well, good. I live on kind of the east side. I'm not quite sure, but I know for certain they do it. And then the second thing I wanted to add on was echo what Ernest said. If you're mad about Colin and you're mad about this, you gotta give people an outlet. If back in the 60s, when Martin Luther King was marching around, quote unquote, peacefully, as most people will kind of call it, the majority of white America wasn't happy with that. They didn't want Malcolm X, but they didn't want Martin Luther King either.
Right.
The FBI was sending letters to his house telling him to kill himself. Muhammad Ali didn't want to go to the draft. He was called everything but a child of God. Now he's a hero. So you got to understand that people have to have an outlet. And if Colin is inappropriate, if Martin Luther King is inappropriate, if the guys at the 68 Olympics are inappropriate, and rioting is definitely inappropriate, well, then what does that leave people? Because the fact is, protest should never be comfortable. If people are only going to protest in a way that makes you comfortable, you will never pay attention to it.
Well, and Jason, to that point, especially about Dr. King, I think it gives it, you're selling him short if you just say he was peaceful. I shared on, it's one of my favorite things he ever said, ever wrote, the sermon he gave in 1957 here in Montgomery, and it was called Loving Your Enemies. And it's not just peaceful. And it's not just the throwaway lines that we've been taught in the media and in pop culture. It is a radical, profound philosophy of nonviolent resistance to evil systems. It is a radical, profound understanding of what we are as Americans and as Western civilization. The combining of Christ himself with the Greek understanding, that tension between Athens and Jerusalem, is a brilliant, brilliant understanding. And it's what helped bring people together in this country. And though folks didn't like it, some didn't in the moment, he won the day. And unfortunately was a martyr for it.
Right.
And so I encourage folks to don't just look at the memes. If you're going to cite Dr. King, go read him and listen to him. The audio's out there.
And not just read him.
Yes, many others.
Take in the full breadth of the situation.
Yes.
It was a lot going on and a lot of different forces that coalesced to make the event of the civil rights movement happened. And when you look at the city seal of Montgomery, and it says the birthplace of the civil rights movement.
Yes.
And it also says the cradle of the Confederacy. That's the dichotomy that everybody was dealing with in the 60s. And unfortunately, too many people tense up when the conversation of race comes up for a genuine conversation to be had. And some of that, people got to own it. But unless and until we can have a genuine conversation without people getting defensive, without people getting their feelings, without people feeling like, oh, well, you're talking about Confederacy, you're attacking my heritage. No, there's multiple sides to this, and we got to talk about it all. and we got to do it in a way that's honest. Because right now today, we have people walking the street that still got bruises from the Edmund Pettus breach. But you can't come to me and tell me that none of that matters or that it doesn't, you know, factor into any kind of the way we treat each other. Because just like we have the people walking around with
and then cars, I would add to that, Jason, we also, and I would add to that, no matter, you know, where you are and who you are, that you are responsible for your actions. Even if you're reacting to something, whatever choice you make, for better or for worse, remember, you are responsible for your actions is what I would tell folks out there in the streets right now.
I will agree. You should always have personal responsibility for what you do. I think I would say that goes without saying, but you really...
We got to say it.
You got to say it.
But I appreciate the call, Jason. We got a bunch of calls coming in. Thank you.
I'm in.
272-9228. Let's go to Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Hey there. Former hurricane hunter, it's Cristobal.
Cristobal.
Just if it comes back up.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
It's a distraction. Talk to y'all later.
Appreciate it, Jerry. We were talking about that with Rich Thomas earlier, Jack. The next name, it'll be if the hurricane comes in. 272-9228. Marilla, I believe this is.
Yes, Marilla. Hey, Marilla. Joey. That was beautiful. That was so well said, what we're talking about. So to the point, you know, violence begets violence, and retribution begets more retribution, and it's just never ending. And forgiveness is one of the most powerful things that there is.
Well, and also from reading just that sermon, but many others, Dr. King was the type who would have looked at the people looting, probably said, don't do this, but he would have understand and loved them all the same, too.
Yeah.
He was the type who would have seen this officer and said, hey, you can't have this. This is unacceptable, but we have to learn to love them all the same. That's a message that's not out there.
Yeah. I'm not. That video disturbed me so deeply. It just really ripped me apart. I just couldn't believe I was seeing that. And that those other cops let him do that.
Yeah.
That they didn't pull him off. But what I was calling about, my husband and I were talking last night, now that it's come to just criminal behavior out there, my husband was saying, they're so stupid. Don't they know their taxes are going to go up? Their insurance is going to go up? And I said, probably most of these folks don't even pay taxes. And he said, well, they should start debiting their welfare checks. Then they'll think about it before they do it, which is, not really serious. But I started thinking, they all need to be arrested and be made to pay retribution, all of them.
I think where the police are starting is the folks who were very clearly had an agenda, had a plan, and were to stoke the flames of this literally and figuratively. And we've already seen the arrest of this pudgy-looking white kid who set the fire of the Nashville courthouse and city hall. So
if there's no consequences, people are going to keep doing it. They have to have consequences. They have to be made to pay some jail time and some restitution. You know? Anyway.
Well, I appreciate the call, Marilyn.
All right. Bye.
Thank you. 272-9228. 272-9228. How you doing, Jack?
I'm all right. Just soaking it all in.
I feel so distant from you. Maybe it's because you are, a couple miles away. Yeah.
And I'm about 40 years older than you, too. So.
True. I mean, you called me last night and you said that. You've been around for a while.
Yeah.
And, when you think of it in those terms, think about your own life and what's happened in the city, the good and the bad, and you see what's happened across the country. I mean, with that perspective, I'm, like you said, you got 30, 40 years on me. What are you thinking?
I remember the Selma to Montgomery March of 1965. I wasn't afraid. And luckily, Montgomery was never the hotbed of violence like other places were. I think a lot of that was the the head of the Department of Public Safety at the time, who was Floyd Mann. He, you know, he kept a lot of violence from happening. I was scared on 9/11. I thought, oh my God, you know, they're gonna blow up Washington,
right?
And you know, you just, and then yesterday I was a little scared because you don't know what the end game for these people are,
right?
And it's more than just George Floyd. It's very disconcerting, and people who have their businesses ruined and their lives ruined, it's frightening. And I've always appreciated that Montgomery we had protests, sure, but we've never been, we're a place that we always kind of settled our differences without violence. But it made me think, my God, what's going to happen to Montgomery, if anything? And
this brings to my mind, did you see Chief Justice Roberts sided with the left side of the Supreme Court and said it is fine for governors to shut down churches in this health emergency? I was sitting, again, I was reading sermons over the weekend, especially on Sunday morning, and what we need more than ever is some sort of a faith and spirituality church, something to belong. And even if it's not church, I mean, what? We don't have sports. We don't have a lot of stuff that usually brings people together. And
right.
It's what, at the end of the day, that's what starts to really piss me off. We're already
well,
in a bad
and
situation.
Here's another thing that I thought of, you know, speaking of corona shutting down churches, how much corona has been spread over this weekend?
Yeah, we'll see if it's as serious right. as the press was making it out
yeah.
to be beforehand.
If you have a surge in some of these cities where all these protesters are out so close together, you know, we'll see.
Yeah. But here, let's go to Terry. Hey, Terry.
Good morning, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Good. How you doing, Terry?
Doing great. Hope y'all had a good weekend. Coretta Scott King, she petitioned the federal government to reopen the case of her late husband, Dr. Martin Luther King, after going to the prison and talking with James Earl Ray. And he went to her grave knowing that man had nothing to do with the assassination of her husband. And that leads me to wonder, you look at what's going on today, I think things would have been a lot different if Dr. King lived. I think he was doing something that's actually scared our federal government. He was indoctrinating a sense of family into black culture and the African-American. You look at the men, how they were dressed. They were professional looking. They were clean cut. They were doing things peacefully. And he was wanting, how many fatherless children you see now? How many, single family homes you got in this country now? You know, it's just everything is so disenfranchised. Everything has totally gone downhill since this.
And that's across the board, too. That's not a black issue, white issue. It's everywhere. I mean, the divorce rate is ridiculous. I mean, over 50%, I believe. It's incredible.
Well, I honestly believe that our government, he actually scared our government to death. And it just breaks my heart that Coretta Scott went to her grave knowing in her heart that the man that she was told killed her husband, she knew that he did. And the government turned their back on her. Just totally did her wrong. And that's a story that needs to be told. You know, that needs to be told during Black History Month. That's what needs to be told, the truth. And it's not being told. And you got so many young kids out there today that have been indoctrinated, that haven't been taught a real education. And they only believe what they see on TV or what they see in front of their phone. And that's why you got things happening today. You got a generation of kids out there today that have no leadership, none at all. they don't have nothing to look up to, nothing, besides, you know, a few sports figures, and they're making millions. They're making their money. They could care less about these kids. They could care less. I don't know if I
buy that, Terry. I've really looked into this stuff, and there are a lot of folks who have said, let's say, made it for whatever reason, who are really are trying to not just give back in terms of, you know, material wealth, but they're trying to give the knowledge of, hey, you don't have to be stuck. And it doesn't mean you're going to be as successful as a big, you know, celebrity, a big star, but you can have success. You can have life. You can have the American dream. And there are a lot of folks, I mean, again, remember who came to the mic in Atlanta after what we saw there. That was the message. That, I mean, these are business owners. These are people and your families you're destroying. I mean, it's a matter of bringing people into the fold of success in the American dream, and we're working on that. And for folks to tear it apart because they feel forlorn or like they don't have anything or like somebody's got them down, the system's got them down. I mean, it is a matter of, yes, I think education and showing, hey, you don't have to be stuck in this rut and this fight of all against all. You can have that success for you, your family, those you love the most. There's a lot to it. And there are a lot of voices trying to do that. But for some reason, it's like Killer Mike said in front of the mic in Atlanta. He called out CNN. Mm-hmm. Stop fomenting the fear and hatred.
Yep.
I mean, there are a lot of bad influences, too. But I appreciate the call, Terry. Thank you, sir. 272-9228. We've got to hit a break here. Sorry to have to end the call, Terry, but we do have to hit a break. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. 567-4223, that's the number for Alabama Home Mortgage. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. We'll tell you a little more about Alabama Home Mortgage and Kim Williams coming up here later in the hour, but we got to hit this break. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell, how you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie Bader in the house here. Eric, Papa B, Daryl, others, if you want to call in, 272-9228. More News and Views after this.
Hey, mister, can you tell me where I can find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No is all he said. Take a load off Fanny. Take a load for free. Take a load off Fanny. And put the load right on.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When will things get back to normal? How many times have we heard that lately? While many of our medical heroes and fellow Americans are still battling this tenacious and deadly virus, we keep hoping that things will soon be back to normal. This is Al Crosby with Crosby Electric, and I Googled normal. And the top four synonyms given were usual, average, typical, and common. Wow, not very inspiring, huh? No one ever sat on their deathbed looking around at loved ones with a gleam in their eye exclaiming, man, I live such a life of normal. What if, after this crazy pandemic, we decided to live abnormally? What if we were strangely joyful, exceptionally hardworking, unusually gracious, extremely forgiving? And what if we loved insanely and irrationally? What if? Sound impossible? Remember, friends, Luke 1:7 reminds us, nothing is impossible with God. Say no to normal.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens for Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better, after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie Holly and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating and air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned and has been around for over 33 years. You can take advantage of Mays' lower overhead and lower prices. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment, your home, to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be there when you need them. Mays Heating and Air offers smart financing with Alabama Power and Spire, including commercial replacements. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal. Call Mays. It pays for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895. 361-1895. Or go to maysclimate@gmail.com. State Alabama license number 89388.
Hey, this is Eddie Bader. If you're looking for results, I really suggest you use Blue Water Broadcasting as advertised. I've had a great time and great success using Blue Water. They're truly like family. Again, this is Eddie Bader, realtor with the Goodson Group in Montgomery.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Eddie Bader in the house again this hour of News and Views brought to you by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS number 1586368. An equal housing lender. 272-9228 if you want to get on the program. Oh, by the way, we did send men off into space. An incredible moment. Incredible moment. And
why do you say that was an incredible moment?
Well, I mean, anytime you see that,
because it's been done so many times.
Well, you see that technology brought to bear is always, I think, incredible. But you're right; it has been done a lot of times. You've seen, you know, rockets off into space. But I shared several things on the Book of Faces on Saturday. I mean, one is like it shows the difference of the Apollo 4 console, the space shuttle from 2002's interior, like the cockpit console. And then the Crew Dragon console. And it looks like science fiction, this Dragon ship.
Yeah.
It's incredible. But the most important thing is this. A guy named Tim Shermack wrote this up. And this is quite the message. Have you ever used PayPal? Are you an Amazon Prime member? If so, you're an investor in America's next space age. Visionary entrepreneurs like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos have proven that private companies can take us into space, and they can do it for far more. They can do it far more efficiently and with far less resources and money than any politicians can.
Amen.
In 2010, President Obama put together a Blue Ribbon Committee headed by the CEO of Lockheed Martin to evaluate whether George W. Bush's moon initiative was possible within acceptable cost limits. They concluded that it was not. According to them, development of a heavy lift vehicle would take at least 12 years and cost at least, wait for it, $36 billion. Now, Elon Musk has accomplished what the Obama administration and the Lockheed, all those military contractors said, 12 years, $36 million. Elon Musk has now done this in 6 years at the cost of less than $1 billion.
What?
And to cap it all off, three quarters of these rockets are reusable.
That's the part I like the best.
It was a shot heard around the world. What Musk did was not merely introduce a very desirable aerospace system, but also he proved a principle that's been proven time and time again, that it is possible for a well-led entrepreneurial team to do things in a third of the time of the federal government at less than a tenth of the cost, things that previously it was thought only the government of major powers could do. And not only that, but the private sector can do things the government could not do at all, despite 60 years of trying.
Well, that's why I ask you the question. Why were you so excited? Because it's been done so much before, and I knew you were going to tell the private sector story.
Yeah. Well, thank you. You set it up. I feel like I'm in T-ball again.
Yeah.
Well, that's wonderful.
One of the cool things about the inside, the pictures that you showed,
mm-hmm.
it was always windows, This time there's no window.
Right. It's all touch screens and video screens.
So really, if I were to put you in that rocket, Joey, and then 10 seconds later say, okay, Joey, now you're in space, and just put it on the computer monitors, yeah, you wouldn't know.
Oh, you would feel the G's going up. You'd feel it all right.
Well, you know what was so cool was the photography of it all.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, very cool. It like, incredible stuff. I mean, Elon Musk is, I think, going to be, he's not perfect, but I think he's going to be shown to be one of those visionaries.
Yeah.
That moves not just the United States, but the entire world ahead. And just to see what's going on with our cities on fire, and then to see that this weekend with the bottom of this rocket on fire, sending men into space once again. It's a testament to how crazy life can be.
Well, one of the great things about Elon Musk, he's not just a talker, he's a doer.
Right.
He's right. A doer.
Well, and the ability of that guy to not only have the brilliance in each respective field. Here, I'm going to talk to manufacturing engineers for 10 minutes on what's going on with the Tesla product. Now I'm going to talk to the rocket scientist. Yeah. Then I'm going to talk to the artificial intelligence guy about the... And then he's still a CEO, and right. He can manage all these things and be brilliant in every field. It's what a remarkable human being. 272-9228, Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
All right, how y'all doing?
Doing well.
Good, how you doing, Papa B?
Oh, boy, I tell you what, what a mess, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get through with coronavirus, murder hornets, and then the mob starts marching down the street. So messy. And, Jason, I hope Jason wasn't suggesting that, you know, robbing and looting should now become the norm when, you know, people want to voice their opposition to whatever. That I don't think anybody will ever accept that around here.
I don't think Jason was advocating that.
Yeah, I don't think that's what he was saying either.
Well, he said something to the effect like, you know, people didn't agree with Martin Luther King, people didn't agree with this, that, or the other at the time, and now it takes, you know, more of something to get somebody's attention. I don't think he was suggesting it either. However, it sounded like it was leaning in that direction a bit. So I would say this, though. Things are in motion so much, and there's so much commotion. Jack, you probably will agree with me on this, that it's hard to dissect a live corpse and, you know, do an autopsy on it. And so, you know, trying to... It's the natural, you know... for everybody to try to want to digest what's going on and see how, you know, it all has come about and everything. But it's so complex that it's hard to get a handle on everything just yet. And having things settle down a little bit, maybe we can all gather around and see what happened here. It apparently, though, I'll take a little stab at it. Has little to do with the death of George Floyd at this point. It has more to do, in my humble estimation, with a conglomerate, a cadre, if you will, of political dissent and people that just want to have an excuse to go out and rob and steal.
Yeah, I think there are different gradations, for instance. Like, there are folks, I think, that it's about George Floyd. That's their focus. They've been doing these for a while, and they're marching peacefully. Even some of those, the peaceful protesters ended up kind of, I'm sure you saw the scenes like the sheriff, I can't remember where, he took his helmet off, told his men to put down their batons, and they all walked together. I mean, there were great scenes of dancing and hugs. There were good moments. And then you saw... very violent behavior on the part of some looters, then incredibly organized violence on the part of some provocateurs, and that's what I really want to get to the bottom to. And then there were some looters, like there's one video I saw of looting at some Walmart where it's this guy narrating it as the folks are coming out. He's like, hey, what you got? And he says, speakers? Good choice. What you got? A whole TV? Good job. Hey, boy, what you got? Oh, M&M's? You could have bought that, son. Like, he was ripping on people, and you could tell, like, some of these folks in there looting were just like, oh, things are going to hell, go get me some stuff. Yeah. Like, it's not
That's
a big
right.
thought-out thing. That's it's right. like this chaos is going on, so I'll take advantage of it. So it's there's so many different gradations.
Like a feeding frenzy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a shark feeding frenzy out there, you know. People see where the chaos has started. They just haul in there and, hey, let's get mine too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's so crazy.
It gets a little wild. But, you know, there's and really, you know, if you look at it, I think that you're going to see that in the blue big cities, you know, that's where most of it is and has been.
Yep.
And where the mayors, governors are reticent to go ahead and crack down on it because these are the people that vote for them.
Right, and I've noticed even in, like, say, Birmingham. Early on in Birmingham, there are folks doing stuff that I don't love, but it wasn't, like, mayhem. They were talking to the mayor. They were talking to the police chief. It was still folks like, this is our community. Then as night got deeper, let's say, and we get deeper into the night, early morning, that's when the really bad stuff started. And now folks in Birmingham are maintaining those were so-called outsiders. So there's a lot that the FBI and the DOJ needs to figure out fast. Because I've been talking with Eddie.
And it's too big of a... Well, let me just say this, Joe. I'm sorry to interrupt. It's too big of a problem for, you know, a federal solution. This is on a state-type basis, you know, and where the states have gone ahead and gotten tough with National Guard and that kind of thing, it's shut them on down, okay? Right. And where they haven't, it's just keeping on going. There's also, I would say this, and, you know, it's sad to say it this way, but it, you know, needs to be said. There is the Second Amendment option. In my opinion, if I've got a storefront and I see a mob about to come down, I might just camp out on their butt.
Oh, there were, especially in Los Angeles, that was the Korean folks once again. I saw images of that. I mean, there were a lot. There's one guy, I think, in Minneapolis who had a shotgun. He didn't have to use it, but they backed off. So
guaranteed protection right there. We do have the right to keep and bear arms, and it's not just for going hunting or scratching our butts with.
Exactly right.
We got the right to do it to protect our life and property. And so you might see some of that in this.
I would say folks need to stop escalating. There's actually a lot of great research looking historically and psychologically that violent disruptions and events like this don't change people's minds. In fact, it makes people dig their heels in more. It's very counterproductive. If you believe in the cause, it's very counterproductive to your cause. I got to run, Papa B.
Take care, Papa B.
And before we hit this break, last break of the second hour, Daryl. Hey, Daryl.
Hello. I compare this, what's going on now, to the Wuhan virus. What the Chinese did to America is what the leftist Democrats in Minnesota are doing to America. I mean, they let that virus out, sending airplanes all over the United States and everywhere else. And you've got these riots now that started all over the United States. And the virus here started in Minnesota. I mean, and what brought all this unrest is when they started coming out with statements like, oh, we don't know if we can make an arrest on this policeman. We have to get all the facts in, when the facts were clearly right in front of your face.
Right.
You know, the facts, it could go the other way. And then they come out and said that, you know, they just delayed it. What I'm trying to say is they just allowed it just to spread all over the damn place because people was watching that and thinking that action was going to be taken. Mm. And then they go out and say that it was out-of-towners causing all the trouble when in fact 80% of the 51 bookings that they had, that they arrested these people, they were local Minnesotans. So, you know, these weren't out-of-towners coming in. So I think they just thrive on chaos. It's Saul Alinsky's rule for radicals.
Absolutely.
Know?
You hit the nail on the head with that last part. Absolutely, Daryl. And that's why I'm hoping the FBI and the DOJ are, I have a feeling they've been on top of this and they couldn't take action preventatively for all sorts of, you know, reasons. Pretty good reason. I have to do with civil liberties and the like. But we'll see where this goes. The fact that there are certain provocateurs and organized groups taking advantage of this right now, we have to make that stop immediately. That is not to be tolerated. Daryl, we got to run. I appreciate the call, man.
Bye.
272-9228. Last break of the second hour here. Leon, hold your position. Again, 272-9228. This hour of News and Views brought to you by Alabama Home Mortgage. Great local business. Kim Williams and her team doing great work. Whether you're looking to be a first-time homeowner, you need to, go and get a pre-approval letter. Help you understand how much you can afford. It'll help you in a negotiation. It's the first step you should take if you're looking to go and buy a home. If you're renting with dreams of buying, pick up the phone and call Alabama Home Mortgage today. 567-4223. Or if you're a current homeowner and you want to refinance that mortgage, grab your mortgage statement and call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223. You can also visit them on the web at myalabamahomemortgage.com. They do great work, folks. Easy to work with. Kim Williams started this place because she realized working for a bigger institution wasn't really serving the client
right.
The way she knew she could serve the client yep. If she really had no controls on her, and that's why she started Alabama Home Mortgage. Again, check them out today, 567-4223, NMLS number 1586368, an equal housing lender. More News and Views from 9 till noon with Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Eddie Bader in the house when we come back.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. We can convert your home movies and videos, as well as slides and photos, to digital files and DVD, whether it's VHS, Betamax, or any other home video format. We can also transfer your photos and videos from your iPhone as well, freeing up valuable storage. And if your new car doesn't have a CD player, we can convert your favorite tunes to a USB drive. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to June. It's going to feel like June as we go through this week. Today, lots of sunshine mixed in with a few clouds. It's going to be a hot day with a high around 90. Could there be an isolated storm somewhere on the radar this afternoon? Sure, that's possible. Overnight low temperatures tonight down to about 68. Tomorrow, a sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not zero, but under 20% tomorrow. High around 90. Then we'll be in the low 90s on Wednesday. Widely scattered storms. Not much change on Thursday. The storms a little bit more numerous by Thursday and Friday, though, and into Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Helping each other now is more important than ever. And at Spire, we're committed to lifting up the communities we serve. If you or someone you know is struggling to make ends meet because of the coronavirus pandemic, we're here to help. Assistance is available for residential customers and small business owners. A simple application is all that we need. So if you know a Spire customer who needs help paying their natural gas bill, please tell them we're here to help. To learn more, visit spireenergy.com/relief.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Benatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon, 272-9228 if you want to get in. We've got a few minutes here, more like three. So let's quickly go to the phones and talk to Leon. Hey, Leon, welcome to the show.
Hey, Joey, how you doing?
I'm all right, all things considered. Jack rolled out of the picture, but I'll tell him when he's back.
I think Bugsy grabbed him.
Okay, I just wanted to point out that a lot of people is losing the focus here. The focus is on a man lost his life, and he lost his life to a man that's supposed to be is supposed to be there to serve and protect from people getting killed.
Right.
It's like, oh man, I'm so emotional right now. It's like I have to have the same conversation in 2020 that my father had with me, with my grandkids, about when they go out. When families of color kids go out in the street, we are basically pacing the floor until they get back in the house because of we are afraid if they get pulled over by a cop, it's not no guarantee that they're going to come home. We already know it's not no guarantee that if they go to a social gathering or whatever, stuff's going to happen. But we shouldn't have to worry about if they get pulled over by a cop. I think black young men and black families that care, and it's a lot of us, in spite of what a lot of your callers think, that they so focused on the loot and stuff. And I heard one man say, I'll pick up my gun and protect. Okay, yeah, you have a right to protect your property, but property you can get back. A life you can't get back. Nobody has the right to take a life unjust. A life, period, as far as I'm concerned. And when we got police officers killing people, that was a murder, a lynching, a dragging down the road behind a pickup truck, the worst kind of killing you can find in the broad open daylight. When a police officer, Joey, can do that in broad open daylight, all America, all decent people all over should be up in rage. Now, we're not condoning the people that are going out and tearing up folks' property and burning and looting. I'm not talking about that. I'm focusing on what people should feel as black, white, whatever color you may be. That could have been your son, your daughter, that he did that to. But it was George Floyd. So a lot of African American people are enraged, and like they should be, because it's been 2 minutes of those. We gotta be able to trust the police to come out and serve and protect like they're supposed to. I don't know why they're so afraid, but all the chief of police, they shouldn't have people on their staff like that. That man was a problem to every police officer in that precinct.
Well, and the way I look at it, Leon, is when I see an event like that,